Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Everybody, this is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin. This is another episode of the Max Living Podcast. And this week, we're excited to talk about why do our patients get such great results? Like, there is a lens that we look through that we view every single aspect of how we take care of patients and what patient care should look like. And that lens determines a lot of the results we get. So today, we're going to talk to you about the three things that we really incorporate into when patients are improving or aren't improving, how we assess where they're at and what they need to be doing to move forward.
Yeah, no, this is super critical because, like, let's get something really straight here. What we're doing is very specific. It's very scientific. There's a lot that goes behind it. And it's so complex that sometimes it's easy to sort of come in. And, you know, when I used to go to a chiropractor before, well, actually, I had met you, but you were still, you know, we were not married. You weren't in practice
yet. We weren't matched up yet.
Right, exactly. And I was going to a chiropractic office. It's very easy for me to walk in there and think, oh, wow, this guy's doing the same thing to everybody. Like, everybody's laying on a chiropractic table, getting adjusted and leaving, right? Yeah. And it sometimes it could appear as if there isn't a method to the madness, yeah. Right? Or that it's, you know, like we're just giving this a shot or, yeah. You know, there's something that isn't methodical about it. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah. If you look at your tax accountant, right? Like everybody has to have their W-2s and or 1099s or whatever, and they got to fill out their tax preparation paperwork. And ultimately the tax account does the same thing for everybody, but everything looks very different. Like what people are bringing them is different.
Yes.
And ultimately what they can do with it is different. Yet the forms are still the same. It's just like the numbers on the forms, right? Your spine
is such a good example, honestly.
Yeah. Your spine's very much the same way. Like you have 24 freely movable vertebrae. They can all be in different positions. There's literally millions upon millions of combinations. And each one of those subluxations has a potential to destroy your health.
Right.
And or every correction to a subluxation has the ability to release healing and release function back into the body. And so, yes, what the chiropractor does is essentially very similar for every single patient. However, the way in which it's done and the work that has to go in, the prep work that has to go into preparing to know what that individualized patient needs is different. So today we're going to talk about, all right, you're coming into the office, you're getting results or you're not getting results yet in terms of how you're feeling.
Right.
Maybe the chiropractor is happy with the progress, but you're like, I'm still in pain. Or maybe you're feeling good and the chiropractor's like, yeah, we're not there yet.
Right.
What are we looking at? Like as a chiropractor, what is it I'm looking at? What is it your doctor's looking at? What is it you should be concerned about when it comes to correcting your subluxations? Now, as a recap, for those who are maybe new, a subluxation is when the bones of the spine misalign. They put pressure on nerves. That resultant pressure on nerves creates interference or damage to the signals going through those nerves. Those signals are supplying your organs with all their function. So the worse the pressure on the nerve and the more interference that exists within your spine, the less likely you are to keep building health. You're going to build more disease over time because all of health is simply communication in the body.
Right.
It's communication. Like there are people who literally somehow eat the wrong foods all the time and don't develop disease. They're healing really well.
Right.
There are people who do a lot of right things. They're healing poorly. Communication is the first thing we really need to focus on. Does that mean exercise and diet doesn't matter? Absolutely not. Those matter. They matter more when your nervous system is healthy.
Right.
So we look at three things. You come into our office. You start as a new patient. There are three things we're going to tell you matter most when it comes to your care. You get to your reevaluation. We're evaluating your progress. There are three things that matter most and why you're progressing. Are you ready to move on to maintenance care in the future after correction has been established? There are three things that matter most in how we make your determinations for what you do, you know, going forward for your maintenance and how you take care of your spine for the rest of your life. So let's talk about what those three things are.
And I love it because there's so many benchmarks along the way in care. And listen, I've been at this, we've been doing this. I've been with you in this mission for the last 14 years.
Yeah.
And hearing the definition of subluxation never gets old for me. It literally never gets old. It is so critical to be able to come back to and understand, and then also have reminders of that. And then also along the way in care, like this journey of health that you're on for the rest of your life is so significant to understand that it's not just like that initial care plan that you sign up and you're off to the races and you're seeing this massive correction in care and there's a lot happening. And it's a really beautiful time. And then there's these other, you know, what do you want to call them? Sort of like lampposts or these periods of time in care in the future that we're kind of stopping. And when you say reeval, we're stopping, we're taking a look at what's going on. And we're talking about like, what are those continual goals in the future?
Your health should always be a continual strive for better or best.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that you don't make choices that you know aren't the best at times. It's just to say that
I'm looking at you, pizza.
You set up a foundation for intentional health.
Right.
And you set up a foundation that includes the things that are also like living life.
Yep.
The reason that our kids get adjusted regularly, more regular than what some of our patients choose in terms of their care. We have patients who come in and get adjusted every other week for their kids, and I love that. Our kids get adjusted weekly. Why? Because we want to overcompensate for anything else. And even our lifestyles are pretty clean, but if our kids are going and doing other things,
right,
trampoline park and having a pizza party with their friend or whatever, like,
right,
and they're around the kid who was sick 2 days ago and all this, we want to make sure their body is fully efficient, fully effective, that if they do eat the pizza, if they are around the kid who just had X, Y, and Z going on, if they do end up jumping in a way that jacks with part of their spine on the trampoline, that they're getting adjusted frequently enough that their bodies are always healing well. And we understand that that matters most. In health, that literally matters more than anything else you could do for your child, anything else you could do for your own health, that making sure that your brain is able to send signals and communicate with your organs. That's what chiropractic's about. That getting adjusted is about optimal nerve flow and function, and that your body's communicating well. And our kids get adjusted every single week because we want to make sure that they're always in that state.
And so that's interesting. I think that that's probably, I mean, we just walked right into the very first point of these three points, right? Is that if there's three things that we're consistently looking at in your health and in your care in the office, it is that rhythm in your adjustment schedule, that regular chiropractic care. What does that look like in your life?
Yeah. So number one, the writer downer is how often are you getting adjusted, and how we contrast that with how often ought you be getting adjusted?
Yes.
So if you're a new patient and there's an active condition that's causing degeneration in your spine, you ought to be getting adjusted very frequently to turn that around. You're the equivalent of the person who's 50 pounds overweight and wants to get back to being healthy. One day a week in the gym isn't going to cut it.
Right.
You need 3 to 5 days a week in the gym.
Right.
We're going to turn this situation around. You know, you could lose 50 pounds in 90 days, maybe 120 days, but you can't do that at working out once a week.
Right. Right.
You may never lose 50 pounds by working out once a week.
Right.
But you could lose 50 pounds by working out 5 times a week and eating healthy quickly, like right away, 120 days, 90 days.
Right.
So the same thing is true with your spine. I've had neurosurgeons that I've referred patients to for evaluation because they referred them to me. We took care of them, referred them back to get checked out because they wanted to see them, you know, post MRI or follow up MRIs. And they're like, how did you do this?
Right.
We adjusted them 36, 42, 60 times inside of 3 to 6 months.
Right.
And just like going to the gym, their body adapted. And more importantly, their spine. So the neurosurgeons are looking at their spine, right?
Right.
Their spine looks better. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Yeah, but their numbness and tingling down their legs went away. Their back pain went away.
Yes.
They stopped peeing five times a night. Their prostate started to improve. Why? Because it's about your nerve system.
Right.
And that's why they went in the first place. They didn't go in because they knew something was wrong with their spine. They went in because they were having symptoms of a subluxation that was damaging their nerves.
Right, right. And so, no one's walking into the neurosurgeon.
That doesn't happen in two visits.
No, it does not. Right? It takes time. And no one's walking into the neurosurgeon going, hey, the degrees of my curvature are off.
Yeah.
Can you
I feel kind of
subluxated
today, neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon, I should have a 43-degree, curve in my spine right here.
And the neurosurgeon stand there with like a scalpel, and he's like, "We're wondering why they don't correct subluxations, right? Like a scalpel, or I don't know. They use lasers now, or I don't know what they
laser do. Beams. I don't know.
Yeah, we know they're in there like fusing and or cutting, and that's not the answer. That's not how it happened. Your subluxations weren't they didn't develop under anesthesia in 20 minutes.
Right.
So they're not going to be corrected under anesthesia in 20 minutes. Your subluxations developed with repetitive movements over time. How are they going to be corrected? With repetitive movements over time.
Right.
And so adjustments are all about getting the vertebra moving, getting pressure off the nerve. So number one, how frequently are you getting adjusted? And it's not how frequently are you getting adjusted and is it enough to make you feel good? It's how frequently are you getting adjusted and is it enough to change the situation, correct what's going on in your spine, and or maintain it? Because our real goal for patients when they come under care isn't just to correct their spines. It's to graduate them into a lifetime of wellness and maintenance care.
Right.
That's our goal. Our goal isn't you come in and you have a terrible reverse neck curve and it's creating hormonal dysfunction, headaches, and all these problems. Our goal is not to correct your neck curvature. Our goal is that you get adjusted frequently enough to totally transform your health, change your neck curvature, and then graduate you into a lifestyle of getting adjusted so that you can maintain your health over a period of time. So the question becomes, are you a corrective patient? Are you a maintenance patient? If so, how often should you be getting adjusted? And more importantly, how often are you getting adjusted? Are you missing appointments?
Right.
Did the kids have basketball this week and you missed an appointment? Are you making those up? So the first thing we look at is, what is your recommended frequency and are you sticking to it?
And it's so critical because remember, go back a few episodes and listen. If you did not listen to our episode on innate intelligence, or if you did listen to it, grab that refresher again and bring some friends and family members in to listen to it, right? I mean, heck, this weekend, there was an amazing sermon online down at Elevate Church, and I brought my daughter in the room and we played it over my phone to listen to together. And that's what this episode on innate intelligence is, that good, because your nervous system it was that good, because honestly, that is how life, that system of how does life happen in your body? It travels, it communicates through your nervous system.
If you're not fascinated by the fact that you're actually alive right now, that every night you go to bed and every morning you wake up and you could not wake up, but there's this thing called life. And, we're all fascinated by it sometimes when people escape death or sometimes when they pass away and we're like, what's going on? But that same thing that leaves when people pass away, when we have to bury a loved one, that same thing that we can't really describe what it is in you every moment and it's thriving. So the second thing that we do with our patients this is kind of challenging because sometimes the patient's like, why am I not getting better yet? And it's number one, the first question is, are you making your appointments?
Right.
Right. Because the chiropractor is adjusting subluxations based on what he sees on x-ray.
Right.
It's kind of hard to mess that up.
Right.
So I think frequently people are like, why am I not getting better yet? They're asking the doctor as if the doctor knows, and the doctor's like, I don't know. Why aren't you getting better yet? Are you making your appointment frequency? Yes, you are. Oh, great. That's awesome. Okay. Are you doing your at-home rehab?
Right.
50% of the results in our office come through people doing stuff at home.
Yes.
So the whole point is there are times that we are literally spending so much time putting stress on our spine or damaging our spine, whether, again, driving cars, being at our desk 40 hours a week, et cetera. And the question then becomes, are we doing things to counteract that? The number one question a patient will ask me on their second visit. So visit one is, hey, doc, I got all these problems. What's going on? Help
right.
me
right.
find the problem.
Right.
Day two, we go, hey, visit two, we're like, hey, here's the problem. We took right. x-rays. We found it. Here's the problem. Number one question a patient asks, is there anything I can do
yes.
to correct this?
Yes.
Yep. Because I think nobody wants to be beholden to anybody per right. se. Even right. if they trust us and they know that, like, hey, the chiropractor's here on your side. Yes, you need to get adjusted. Our skill set is matched with your, you know, issue and we can help you with this. We're going to get you adjusted. We're going to make changes. But they're like, doc, is there anything I can do? The right. answer is yes, there is stuff you can do. We're going to put together a protocol of rehab for you to actually do a big part of this process. In fact, part of the reason that we as Max Living Offices get such great results is because we actually give the patient about 50% of the results come through things that we give the patient to do. So if you're at a chiropractor and they're not giving you spinal rehabilitative exercise to do,
right.
you're going to see about 50% of the results of what our patients see.
Right.
Right. right. Because right. we were like, we're not happy with just correcting the subluxations and then you going back to work and recreating them every week.
Yes.
We're
yes.
not happy with that. So let's correct the subluxations and let's give you things to do to strengthen your spine and nervous system
right.
so that you're reducing the impact that problems have on your lifestyle and you become easier to adjust and it's easier to maintain your health and care over a long period of time.
Right. And in those specific exercises, how long do you do them? Once or twice, once or twice, and then you're done. I'm going to tell you right now, it's been 14 years and I still sleep on my neck rolls.
Yeah.
It's been 14 years and I still
do the neck traction.
Do my neck traction. It's been 14 years and I still head weight.
Yeah, I did traction last night
right.
and I actually did extra of it because I was in the gym weightlifting this week. And, you know, chiropractors is a thing that like I actually injured my back this week. Chiropractors right. are not immune to injury. They're sure. not immune right. to right. stupidity. They're, but here's the best part is when you're getting adjusted regularly,
right.
your body is in a better state of healing and yes. you respond more quickly.
Right.
So, you know, the average patient that bends the wrong way after a day of maybe lifting something and they injure their back, it can take 2 to 6 weeks to get them back to remotely normal.
Right.
I injured my back this weekend and I got adjusted yesterday and I would say I was 85 to 90% better after right. one adjustment.
Right.
That's the advantage.
Right.
So the advantage of taking care of your spine and nervous system, again, this is condition-based. This is pain. Why did I heal better? Why did I heal more quickly?
Right.
Because my body is constantly in a refined state of functioning and
right.
healing
right.
because my nervous system is being you know, I'm being adjusted frequently enough so that my nervous system and innately my body can heal more effectively.
And there's a beautiful thing about that. You know, if you remember this weekend at church, a gentleman, we were talking to him on the way out. We were saying goodbye, gave him a hug. And he was like, oh, hey, I'm sorry. I just got over being sick. You know, you might not want to be that close to me. And I, without missing a beat, said, oh, no worries at all. My body is in a constant state of healing. I could give you a 20-minute hug and I'd be absolutely fine.
I could lick you on the face.
I could lick you on the face if I want to do it. Or you could lick me on the face if you want to do it. I would be absolutely fine. And listen, that's the truth because there is this faith and this understanding and this knowledge that I have that like, I know that my body is healing.
Yeah. So again, to rephrase, number one is how frequently do you get adjusted and does it match what you need? Number two is, are you doing your part as the patient at home, away from the chiropractic office? Are you doing your part? Are you doing your spinal rehab? Are you doing the things that you need to be doing in your own life?
Right.
And again, that might not just be exercises. That could be nutrition. That could be how many hours a day do you sit?
Right.
What
right.
are you eating?
Right.
Are you doing your part as a patient? And then number three becomes, what things are you doing that you're breaking the patterns of?
Yes.
So one and two are about correcting your subluxations, about yep. correcting the condition. Number one, get adjusted, remove the interference and change the way that your spine and nervous system are functioning. Number yes. two, do your rehabilitative exercises enough and take care of your body in such a way that you're supporting the changes that are happening to your spine yep. and nervous system. But number three is correct the cause of why you're having the problem. If
yes.
you like We're on laptops right now. We use these very minimally, but these laptops, some of them are really tiny. Like we have larger MacBooks. Some people have these really small mini ones iPads. Or I see people like looking like cavemen bent over with their phones. Right. If you work on a computer all day long, every day, 40, 50 hours a week, get the biggest monitor you can.
Yes.
Put it up in front of your face so that you're looking at the bottom third of the screen. Get a good chair so you're upright in your posture. Don't look like a Neanderthal for 40 hours a week. I have patients that, you know, the mouse hand is really forward and their chair's all cockeyed. And they're like, oh, yeah, my boss hasn't bought me a different X, Y, and Z yet. Well, you're waiting on your boss to help fix the cause of your subluxations. Like, no. Buy yourself an office chair. Buy a better mouse. Buy something that holds your monitor properly. You have two monitors? Go on monoprice.com. That's not an advertisement. advertisement. I just happen to know they have them cheap there. Buy a holder for both monitors that sits right in front of you, that's up high enough, that has a riser.
Yes.
Bring your wobble cushion to work. Wobble throughout the day. How do we change the cause? My dad was notorious for this. My dad was a fireman. He had a badge. He kept his badge in his wallet. His wallet was thick because his badge was in there. So then naturally his wallet just started collecting more crap in it because it was already so thick. He would drive to work sometimes an hour a day each way going to do ceramic tile work. And he would have his wallet in his back pocket sitting on something that was like 2.5 inches thicker on one side than on the other. And he would wonder why, you know, it would throw his hips so far out of balance that he'd throw his back out, you know, once every so often.
Absolutely. I mean, one of my big bad habits I had to break was stomach sleeping on my stomach, kicking that one leg up a little bit, turning, you know, cranking your head to the side.
Yeah. And your neck curve when we met showed that you had had the habit for a long time.
Absolutely. I'd had that habit for a very long time. And it was a tough habit to break, but I'm going to tell you right now, it is a breakable habit.
Yeah.
And it was something that was definitely affecting my health, and it was affecting my spine and my nervous system, which has a cascading effect through all of my health. So yeah, it was an important habit to break.
Maybe your habit is where you hold the cell phone when you use it.
Yes.
You know, maybe your habit is how you sit when you're at work. Maybe your habit is, you know, maybe it's something that you don't have complete control over. Like, I'm a chiropractor. As max living doctors, especially doctors who are adjusting multiple hundreds of patients a week, think about this.
Right.
200 to 300, 400, 500 patients a week.
Right.
We're bending over tables every day.
Yep.
There's an element of, can we change how we bend? Sure. We can bend in better ways.
Right.
Like you can bend from your waist and not your lumbar spine. You can get your knees involved to get down a little bit. There are ways that you can bend or move that limit the stress in your body. But then as a chiropractor, the other two things we have to focus on is, number one, how can we minimize the stress and effect on our spine? Do our tables move up and down? When we're adjusting a little kid, can we move the table up 6 inches so we don't have to bend as far? So that's great. Minimizing the risk or damage in our spine. Number two, do you do your rehab? If you're a max living doctor, are you doing your rehab? Now, like I'm saying this to patients and two friends saying, your doctors have to think about this.
Yep.
What's the level of rehab that they do on their own spines to overcome taking care of yours?
Right.
So do they do their rehab frequently? You know, look at your maximum doctor's posture. Chances are it looks really good. Why? They do the rehab.
Right.
Number three, how often do they get adjusted? I'll tell you, for me, it's minimum once a week. Sometimes it's multiple times a week. Why? Because we're constantly bending over hundreds of tables every single week. So we're not immune to this either. So often patients will say, like, they'll talk to us like we are super healers.
Right.
Like not healing people, but that we heal well.
Right.
Doc, I've never seen you get sick. You haven't missed a day of work in 15 years. Like, you know, you work out all the time. You do all this stuff. Like, how do you X, Y, and Z? You know, my back would be bothering me if I did that. Yada, yada, yada. The other day I was, you know, deadlifting close to 400 pounds for multiple sets. And how do you do that? And, you know, keep moving. And the answer is, we practice what we preach.
Exactly. Exactly. That congruency and all of that comes through and it shows. And listen, when you take all of these three things together, when you take the rhythm of your adjustments, that you have a specific rhythm of your adjustment. Right now, if you are a patient in your Max Living office, you should know
what your frequency is.
When is your next adjustment? What does the next calendar year look like?
This is actually a great conversation to even walk through. If you go through a reeval in your Max Living office and you're doing well, right. So say you're doing really well in your office, like you're healing, you're getting better, your subluxations are improving, your pain is improving, you're getting off medication because your body's healing. What you should expect to hear at your reeval is your doctor looks at the screen in front of him and says, oh my gosh, you've made all your adjustments on time. Actually, you missed this one, but it looks like you made it up. Great job on staying on track with your number one, your frequency.
Yes.
And then the doctor goes, oh wow, we took updated x-rays and your neck curvature is improving. Your hip imbalance looks a little bit better. You know, structurally, your spine's looking better. How are you feeling? Oh, I'm feeling great. Whatever. Well, how are you doing with your home care? Are you doing it every day? And they're like, and the patient's like, yep. You know, I love it. I sleep on my foam rolls. I do my neck traction every day. Great. Awesome. Number two, you're doing the things at home that you need to be doing
right. To
keep the momentum going, because that rehab is about what happens between your adjustments. And then number three, your chiropractor says, hey, I know you were a runner and you like to run.
Right.
And I know that, you know, you enjoy doing those things in your life. So in order to keep you running, there were some things we talked about that might interfere with your ability to keep doing that. Like, you're sleeping on your stomach and that throws your hips really off. Oh yeah, doc, I've actually broken that habit. I'm working on that. Or, you know, I brought my wobble cushion to work and now I try to sleep on my side and put something between my knees. Oh, so number three, you're working on the things that you need to be doing to break the patterns that were causing your subluxation. So that's the three-legged stool. Now that goes the other way. Like you come in, you're like, it's been a couple of weeks. I'm not feeling great. Things aren't improving. Well, I noticed you missed a few adjustments here.
Yes.
Have you made those up yet? Well, no, yes. We're busy. We're busy.
Right.
Kids at basketball. I get it. Totally get it. We went to like five games this weekend.
Yep.
We're busy too. But your spine shows that you need that level of frequency.
Right.
How's your home care doing? Well, okay. Well, where's your neck traction hanging? You know, I haven't really gotten it out of that bag yet. Are you doing your hip wedges? What are those?
Right. Right.
Okay. So you're not doing your home care. No. Okay. So you sat in bleachers all weekend and you did X, Y, and Z, you're commuting to work, you're doing whatever. Are you changing any of the things in your lifestyle that are creating these subluxations? The answer is no. Then it's like, that's not maximizing your potential. That's not maximizing your opportunity for healing.
Right.
Your nervous system is so great and so important. And it takes doing these three things to really get the best out of your care. So just want to share that with you guys this week and encourage you to stay the course. If you are a corrective care patient, maybe this brings value.
Right.
If you are a maintenance care patient and you've been getting adjusted for 10 years, congratulations.
Absolutely.
But if you're a maintenance care patient beginning for 10 years and you're like, oh man, I got to go find my home care.
Yes.
Great. Go find your home care.
Right.
Remember that our results are always, always, always our own. And our results are based on our habits.
Yes.
So make great chiropractic habits.
Absolutely. See you in the office this week, I'm sure, or maybe next week. And if you're not currently a Max Living patient, go to maxliving.com/locations, find an office near you, get on that schedule, get your health journey started right away. Until next week, we will see you then.
Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.